Welcome to the Mucked Up My Self-Care podcast.
I'm Jill from New York.
And I'm Linda from Tasmania.
We are two moms from opposite sides of the world who are living, demonstrating, and helping moms across the world build their self-care asset bank.
Ready to dive in? Messy, interrupted, imperfect, and most of all, mucked up. Let's get going.
Hello.
Morning. Hello. It's been a big week.
Well, let's jump right into it, Linda.
Okay.
And yep. I'd love to hear your highs and lows, because I know you had a big, big week coming on. So what do you got?
I'm going to start with the lows. I've had my oldest two boys both in the emergency department in hospital this week. One jumped into a river that wasn't deep enough and is on crutches. And the other one was trying to put away some Lego and fell off a stool onto the cupboard shelf, the sharp bit of the cupboard, and split his head open.
Oh, my gosh.
So I feel like I've done a lot of waiting around for doctors and a lot of comforting, a lot of emotional, everything's okay. Your brain's not falling out of your head. Like, you will walk again. It's really not, it's going to be okay. And now the 3-year-old just dropped a coin in the toilet again.
Oh,
after the 1-year-old put them all in there this morning.
Don't
flush. Don't flush the toilet, please. Quinn? Oh, God. Okay. It's okay. They're Euros, so they're no good in Australia anyway. It's fine. It's really not the end of the world. hi. Wow. We've introduced a new chores roster, which seems to be helping keep the house a bit tidier so far. It's not just unpacking the dishwasher, it's now tidying the kitchen, which means wiping down benches and sweeping up the floor. And they've just upgraded their abilities a bit. And so far, so good.
Awesome. Love that for you. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, let's see. As I think about a low, we're going to talk about my high. My high of the week is we had a snowstorm as we're recording this, the week that we recorded it. So that was fun. Declan's first snowstorm where school was closed and we did nothing. He was super fun to go play in the snow with. We didn't do a whole lot of running around, but it was very fun to make snowballs and throw them at each other and just enjoy that, because I know that was one of my favorite things was snow days with my dad growing up, and just gave me all the feels. And it's like, this is fun. I could do this again.
Yeah.
But now it's all icy and it's like,
oh, sludgy, sludgy, wet. No.
Let's see. What is the love for this week? I think it's got to be, it's not really a low. I don't know. Okay, we'll do this. It's a silly one. I just sold something on Facebook Marketplace, and the person that bought it for me paid in cash and paid in coins. So I had to count a lot of coins today, and that was a pain point for me.
Did they fall in the toilet?
Goodness, no.
I did just hear the toilet flush, so we will see. he's singing a song, so it can't be that bad. I think he's just worked out the acoustics or something, like the echo in the toilet or the bathroom. It sounds great. And so they've both actually started going in and singing, intentionally singing in the bath or the bathroom. It's very cute. very cute. So anyway, luckily I hadn't cleaned the I hadn't cleaned the toilet yet today. So, you know, we have footprints now on our toilet seat because he stands on it to flush the toilet. Which brings us a great segue into what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Self-care and mental load.
Well, right off the bat, I love your chore list that you've implemented because it takes off a little bit of the mental load and trying to remember all the things that you have to do around the house. Like, I will forget. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you mentioned it because I just set mine up too. I'm super excited to get it started because I added a whole bunch of things and up-leveled it. But that's definitely one big help is having something like that where it's, I don't have to think about, oh, what week do I need to do this? Or what day do I need to sweep or empty the cat litter, things like that. It's just like, oh, I just look at the refrigerator where my command center is and it's right there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I think that helps the kids to see that as well. We've also done a little bit of an upgrade as well. So we now also have a points system. So we have two things that the kids have chosen that they want to improve. So because the chores are more of an external, they get a say in what chores they do, but we are essentially the ones who will write up the roster and say, and I'm often the one who then has to chase them and say, have you cleaned the kitchen? Have you done the bathroom? Have you made your bed? Like, that takes a lot of mental load for me. And so this way they have two things that they've decided on that they want to improve. It might be brushing their teeth every day. It might be, what's one of the other ones? Josh wants to get better sleep. So he wants to try and have earlier nights. I've decided that I want to read a book every day. So that's one of mine. And Alex has decided he wants to be a better family member, that sort of thing. So yeah, they're very sweet. And then each day, if they're completing those two things well, they get a point. And then when they get to 10 points, they can have a play date with one of their friends.
That's fantastic. I like that.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more internally focused. There goes the dog. Past the door. Did you see that? The tail. Brilliant.
It's, yes. Okay, so I think this is one thing that I'm trying to eliminate, like what you're talking about with still having to remind everyone to do the things that they're set out to do or responsible to do. So like you were saying, you still have to yell out to everyone, did you brush your teeth? Did you do that? You were supposed to go do that. Go do it. And one thing I think that we've kind of, I said this already, but we automatically kind of went into this little thing where we just do our chores on the weekends because that's when Bobby's home. So it's easier for him to do his chores when he's home and does nothing while the lazy morning. So he gets to do it Sunday mornings, does all his chores. And I've kind of taken that piggyback and like that's when we'll do our family meeting now. Is that when I get home from church, we're already in this mode of, okay, what other chores do we need to finish as a family? And let's start talking finance and like keep them blocked into one specific day. So we're all like, all right, everybody break, go and go your own way to go do what you got to do. So I don't have to remind everyone you have to go do this, you have to go do that. I mean, that's it doesn't include our daily routine stuff, which is also something that I'd like to try and practice together. I know my husband and I, we do our bedtime routine together. So like we both go in and brush our teeth, wash our faces and get into bed. So now doing that with Declan, I think is going to be like our next step is like, how do we Do we push our bedtime routine up earlier so we're all doing it together? So that way we remember and there's less of that. I'm only the only one remembering that he's got to go brush his teeth, or my husband's the only one remembering that he needs to go to the bathroom first before he gets changed, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think we also take a lot of that on our own backs as well. Like, we do feel like we have to step in and remind everybody when actually what would happen if we didn't. Like, this is more of, I think, what we need to sometimes step back and just be like, you know what, I'm not going to remind you right now anymore.
Have you tried?
And that, yeah. Yeah, well, this is part of the points thing.
Yeah.
So this is part of them having more accountability for it and them taking more responsibility now that they're a bit older as well. So, yeah, those play dates are also outside the house. If they want friends to come here for play dates, they don't need to get 10 points for that. Okay. So, yeah, there's a few different aspects and rules to it that we're trying to then encourage them to feel like they can have friends around here when they're teenagers and all that sort of stuff as well. So there's, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think it's going to work quite well. We've had a points type system in the past, but it wasn't quite as complicated or up-leveled, or they didn't quite have as much input into that. So now that the chores are pretty much getting there, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yep.
Well, how did that conversation go with deciding all of that? And you already said that they had input in picking the things that they wanted to improve on. So, like, we have to have great conversations, you know, good communication with our families in order to figure all that out and lessen that load. So how was that for you guys and those talks figure out?
Tricky. They kept getting up to leave the table because we did it around dinner time, which is generally when we try to have some of those conversations, because it's when everyone's at the table, it's when everyone's fed and perhaps relaxed in a way and that sort of thing. So they did keep getting up and down and up and down and up and down. There was a little bit of leadership that needed to be taken in that space as well, in that I had to sort of suggest a couple or say, this is what I'm going to do. What do you think you'd like to improve? And making sure that it wasn't, like, it was clear that these aren't chores. These are different from the chores. They get computer time from the chores. That's essentially like their reward, or they also get the satisfaction of having a cleaner, neater space to live in as well. So being clear about that was important in the first place, and just a bit of respect, listening to what they think and not saying, well, no, that's not going to work. Like, this is going to be a work in progress. This is also about habit formation as well, like forming habits so that eventually they will just brush their teeth without being asked, even though we might have moved on to a different point selection. It will just become a habit. That's the idea. Yep.
So it made me think of, with my calendar, the way that it's set up, my notifications go through my Alexa device. So it tells me like what's on my calendar, and I've set it up where for Declan's bedtime routine, it says, Declan's time to start your bedtime routine. And so he goes, what was that, Alexa? Talks to her. So it's not me telling him he's got to go start doing things. It's the Alexa is now like the one telling him, and it gets him a little bit more excited to do that in that sense over here, which I think is a little funny for him. Kind of takes the mental load off of me by having Alexa work for me. That's how I delegate my calendar, I
guess. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Mama, I'm going to hold the mouse.
Yeah, I'm going to hold the mouse. Oh, you want to do the background. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Over here. Come down. Come down. I'm just, all right, I might just have to.
You're good. Seconds. Happy for me.
It's not on that one. It's just on this one.
What, we just came back from a clubhouse room and we talked a little about working from home with our self-care. Yeah. And I'm glad that Quinn is now interrupting us, because that's exactly what this is just.
Yes, exactly.
Work from home, yep. Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yep. When you are working from home, I know you work from multiple different places, but you know, for me, I put myself in my office, which unfortunately has a very messy area around it with all the toys behind me. But I block that part out. But being in a separate room from the rest of the house, I block that part out. So I'm not keeping on like those things that are on my mind of housework that needs to be done. Because I know I can be very distracted by just an unorganized space around me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm going to take a little bit of a different direction. What about things like the food, meal planning, or if maybe you don't meal plan, maybe you're the main person who does most of the cooking at the house, perhaps. Maybe you're... I just want to talk quickly about that mental load, because there's a lot of thought that goes into a lot of that. If you have a larger family, or even if you just have one child who maybe doesn't like red food or tomatoes, or only likes to eat chicken at the moment, like there's a lot of thought that then needs to go in, well, okay, I'm going to go to the supermarket and now I need to think about who's going to eat what, and what are we going to eat, and when are we going to eat it? And then, like, there's a lot of decisions that need to go into meals. Can you talk to that for a moment, especially thinking about sticky note time and how that all fits in?
It's horrible, but I, what did I do? When I was newly postpartum, we got one of those subscription meal boxes, and that set me up on a path to repeat those recipes, because we found a whole bunch that we loved. And then I figured out that I can go buy those ingredients myself and just keep repeating those recipes. So that was step one for me, was finding 10 recipes that I could just repeat and picking out the days that we would have those. I messed all that up by trying new recipes in this now to get more plant-based stuff in there. And I don't think about anyone else when it comes to my dinner plans. So lunches and other meals, I do have to think about Declan and Bobby. But pretty much Bobby and I will just eat the same foods. So dinners are always like with him in mind, but more so me in mind. And Declan just only eats 3 things, so he's got a very small menu to choose from.
Wow. 3 things. Really?
Yeah, like it's chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, yogurt, and pizza and bagels. Okay, it's so like 5 things. There you go. And he loves fruit. So fruit's easy. It's just always the same. Like, let's go.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine that. Like, actually...
It's super painful, even though there's only a very small thing, because I'm like, am I not feeding him well enough? But I think that's more of the mental load I carry, is what am I going to feed this child, because he's not eating as the same kind of stuff that we're eating, and that bothers me more than the planning part. But setting myself up with a few recipes to repeat every so many weeks was probably the best decision. Fatigue, practice to avoid that decision fatigue that I've put into place. And I know you have the kids help out with making a lot of the dinners.
Yep, absolutely. And they eat nearly everything. So like last night we had like a brown rice based soup with zucchini and black beans and kidney beans, and there was probably some silver beet in there, and like there was so much stuff in there, and they all ate it, all of them. So I just can't imagine them doing separate from that, because they pretty much eat.
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. But it's, yeah, I don't know. That mental load is definitely a little heavy when it comes to the food and making sure we're all getting the right nutrition from all that. So,
yeah, it's really important to me.
All right. Now, Quinn's really messing with me here, Linda.
Quinny, I need you to stop because you keep pressing buttons. And I think you actually just deleted something as well. Okay? I know it's really funky. I know it's really cool. I'm happy to do it for you, but I don't want you to keep pressing so that I can talk just for the end of this podcast, okay? Gotcha?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You're turning down the volume now. How are you doing that? Oh my gosh. Radio, Jill.
Yeah. Yep.
Now I can't even hear you.
Oh no. They are something else when they figure out the buttons and how they work. Like Declan figured out how to unlock my phone the other day.
Oh, wow. Yep. I don't think he's actually figured it out. I think he's just doing random stuff that he has no idea is to actually doing anything. So I think we need to come back to this episode and do a part two.
Can yeah, do that? Sure. I like right. it.
That sounds great.
Then I guess until next week.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep unstucking the muck.
Bye.
Thanks, Jill.
Bye.